Today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on daf Yud Amid Beis. We are at the mission on the bottom of the page, daf Yud Amid Beis. Ma bein shivcha lebein kol arayos. What's the difference between shivcha charufa and other arayos? There are a number of differences in the rules of shivcha charufa and other arayos. Why are we talking about shivcha charufa here in Krisus? Because we mentioned in the Mishnah, one of the things, we gave a list of items that if you do multiple maisa averos, you're only going to be chayiv once. And one of those things was being boel the shivcha charufa multiple times. The multiple So the Shuv Charufa is only one Chiyuv. So now we're talking about Shuv Charufa. So what are the differences between Shuv Charufa and other Arayos? So number one, Shalosh Shiv Salahen, Loba Onesh, Veloba Karban. The man and the woman do not have the same Chiyuv, both in terms of the Onesh that they would get, and in terms of the Karban that they would have to bring. How so? Shekala Arayos Bechatos, V'Shiv Chaba Asham. All other arayos, when you bring a carbon for doing the arayos b'shogeg, it would be a carbon chatas. By shivcha charufa, if a man sleeps with a shivcha charufa b'shogeg, the carbon would be a carbon asham. Kol arayos b'nekeva, v'shivcha b'zachar. This is really the same difference again, that all arayos, and some, that's why some take out this line, because all other arayos, the carbon you would bring is in a keva, which means a carbon chatas, a chatas is in a keva, and a shivcha, the carbon you would bring is an asham, which again means that is a zachar, which means an asham, because an asham is a zachar. So that doesn't seem like a different difference between arayos and shivcha charufa. Kol arayos echad ish ve'echad isha shavin b'makos u'bekarban u'v'shivcha lo hish ve'lo ha'ish le'isha b'makos lo hish ve'isha le'ish b'karban. All other arayos, the man and the woman get the same chiyuv both in terms of makos and in terms of a karban. By shivcha charufa, the man and the woman, the man doesn't get the makos like the woman, and the woman doesn't get the karban like the man. Rashi points out b'makos u'bekarban. Normally by other arayos, if they do it b'mezid, if they committed an act of arayos b'mezid, they both get malchus. K'dkaimlan ish o isha ki ya'asu mikol chatas ha'adam hishvakas v'ishalish l'kol onshin. So we equate the man and the woman for all the onshim associated with the arayos. V'im shogin shneim v'im karban t'rvayu k'siv kares b'mezid. If they do it b'shogik, so then they would both be chayiv a karban, because by both of them it says kares if they do it b'mezid. D'chsiv v'in d'chsuran v'fashsosos v'kol shazon karas v'gosu chatas. And we know that that's the rule, that whenever b'mezid you get kares, b'shogik you get a chatas. But by Shivcha, the woman gets Malkus, and the man gets an Asham, and neither gets the other's punishment. The woman doesn't bring an Asham, the man does not get the Malkus. So that's a unique element of Shivcha, unique din by Shivcha Charufa that we don't find by other Arayos. Kol Arayos, Asa Ben Asama Ara Kegomer, other Arayos, by having Tchilas Bia, Hara is Tchilas Bia, the Machlokas in the Gemara Yevamos, what exactly that means. Does it mean Neshikas Ever or Achnasa Satara? But either way, it's some point at the very beginning of the Bia. So by all other Arayos, that's enough to be considered like full Bia, and V'chayev Al Kol Bia Bia. And also by other Arayos, each and every Bia that you have is going to be a separate Chiyuv. That's why we're mentioning Shiv Charufa here at all, is because Shiv Charufa is one of the items that we said that no matter how many Bias you have, it's only going to be one Chiyuv for multiple Averos. Zu Chomer Hichmir B'Shivcha. The following is the Chumrah that we have by Yeshivcha that we don't have by other Arayos, namely Sha'asabasa Mezid Kishogeg, that Mezid is like Shogeg when it comes to Shivcha. So, period. That's the first half of the Mishnah. So, first of all, the fact that we say that we make Ma'ara Kagomer, we make the beginning of the Bia like the end of the Bia. So Rashi says that by Shivcha Charufa, you're only Chayv on the Gemara Bia, because it says in the Parsha of Shivcha Charufa, Shichva Zera, which implies that it has to be a Bia, Haru'uya Lahazria, the kind of Bia that's Ra'uy Lahazria, which could only be a Gemara Bia. So Pashtus is, from the Miyat of Shichva Zera, it's a Miyat both on the Chi of Kar, and on the Chiv Malkus. It's a Miyut on both ends, meaning if it's not a Bia Haru'uya Lahazria, there would be neither a Chiv Karban on his part, nor a Chiv Malkus on her part. And that's in fact what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Yisuri Bia per Gimel Halach Tazvav. However, the Tosi Shonin Misach Yevamos writes that which we exclude a Shivcha Rufa that from the Tchilas Bia, that which we exclude the Chiyuv in Tchilas Bia by Shivcha Harufa, that's only when it comes to the Chiyuv of the Asham. But the Chiyuv Malkus and the love of Shivcha Harufa, the Chayiv even with only Hara, like every other Chayav Elavin in the Torah. So with the extent of this miut that we say that it's that the Hara is also going to be significant is Machlokas Rishonim. Also significant in terms of is not going to be significant by Shivcha Harufa is Machlokas Rishonim, how insignificant it is. Do we say it's only insignificant legabe the carbon, or it's also insignificant legabe the Malkus? Another point over here, the Aruch Lener asks that the Onesh that you have by Mezid, by Kol Arayos, is way more chomer than the Onesh you have by Shivcha Harufa. By other Arayos, if you bawl Erev by Mezid, you get Miso or Malkus, and even without Asra, there's a Chi of Kares. Whereas by Shivcha, even though there's a Karban, but there's no Kares, there's no Misa. So the Onshim of other Arayos are way more chomer than the Onesh of Shivcha Harufa. So how could we say that the Shivcha is more chomer than other Arayos? Zu chomer hichmir b'shivcha shasbas amazed kishogeg, that there's a chumra by shivcha. It's not really chomer by shivcha. The whole concept of shivcha, the whole onesh, is way less. So the Aruch Lener says there's definitely a chumra by shivcha that other arayas don't have. That amazed v'lo hisrubo, other arayas are chayv kares, but if you do tshuva, beis and shalmala will be mochel you, like the Gemara says in Makos. But a shivcha is not shaykh mechila till you bring a karban asham. So that itself is a chumra, even though it's a lesser onesh. The very fact that the onesh is going to exist no matter what is itself a chumra that we don't have elsewhere. The Mishnah said that we make the mezid kishogig. So Shituk Betzes and Os Aleph writes that what the Mishnah means is that the ish is chayiv to bring a karban whether he does it b'shogig or whether he does it b'mezid. The rabbis shogig k'mezid, but an isha is chayevus malkus only if she does it b'mezid, because her chayiv there's no special riboy to say that she's going to be chayiv even if she does it b'shogig. That's how the Shidum Betza says. But Tos Yontif brings from the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis and Mesach Shabbos a difficult Rambam. Right at the very beginning of the Perish HaMishnayis and Mesach Shabbos, the Rambam writes, She'ein b'kol mitzvah, she'yesh lanu mitzvah yischayiv ba'shogig malkus, Ella Shivcha Harufa Bavad Shuloka Afilu Ala Shogeg. He says that by Shivcha Harufa you can get Malkus even on the Shogeg. Tos Yontif said that a lot of people ask on the Rambam that, and they point out that it's a Tos Sofer. Now it's definitely true there is a Tos Sofer in the Rambam, but Tos Yontif says it's not entirely a Tos Sofer. Meaning the Rambam says Hu loke, that's obviously a Tos Sofer. There is no Malkus for the man in the Shivcha Harufa relationship. There's only Malkus for the woman. It should say, he loke. But that which the Rambam writes, that the Shivcha gets Malkus even when she does it b'shogeg, that's not a Tos. The Rambam meant to write that. The Rambam holds that the Mishnah just says by Shivcha, Asa Mezid Kishogeg. So that's both on his Chiyuv Karban as well as on her Chiyuv Malkus. That's going to be Asa Mezid Kishogeg. And that's the Tos Yontif points out that the Rambam in the Ad HaChazaka in the 9th Parak of Hilchos Shkagos and the 3rd Parak of Hilchos Yerubiya was Chozer from what he wrote in the Perish of Mishnayis. And in the end of the day, he holds that the Shivcha is Mezid, she's Chayiv Malkus. If she's Shogeg, she's Potter from Malkus. In fact, in the Kapach edition of the Perish of Mishnayis, he writes that in all the Kisvah out of the Rambam to the Perish of Mishnah, they don't have this line that Kol HaTorah in Malkus Al Shogeg Chus Mishivcha Harufa. Sounds like the Rambam was closer on this pretty early on. That even in his other Kisvei Yad, he already changed his mind from that original statement. So you have that sometimes that the Rambam writes two different things simply because he was a human being who changed his mind, like most people are entitled to change their mind. He doesn't have to hold the same thing when he gets older that he held when he was younger. Okay, weiter in the Mishnah. Ezo Shivcha. Very important question. You would have expected it to have been asked already. What is a Shivcha Harufa? So Kol Shechetzia, we know that it's some type of woman who's designated to some type of Eved, and then you sleep with her. So that's a violation of Shivcha Harufa. What does that mean? What's her status exactly? So Kol Shechetzia Shivcha V'chetzia Baschorin Shenemar V'Yiftal L'Niftasa Div Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, or Rabbi Akiva, depending on which Girsa, that Pasuk says V'Yiftal L'Niftasa, she is redeemed, she's not redeemed. How is she? Yes, redeemed. redeemed and not redeemed. It must be that she's both. She's half redeemed and half not redeemed. She's a chati shivcha, chati baschor. She was owned by partners, and one of them freed her, and the other one didn't. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Zui shivcha vadas. Rabbi Shmuel says that's not a shivcha rufa. That's a real shivcha. Rabbi Zmin Yaakov Omer Kol arayos mufarashos v'shiru in lanu el chati shivcha v'chati baschorin. No, all other arayos are mufurish that they're benoschorin. The only one that could even be close to a shivcha is chati shivcha v'chati baschorin. So that's not that is what a shivcha harufa is, that a chati shivcha v'chati baschorin. So says Mamnalan dihidlaki v'hulalaki. First of all, how do we know that she gets malchus and he doesn't in the shivcha harufa relationship? To Tan Rabban, we have a brisa bikores tiyah melamit shehiloket. Says that there should be a bikores that teaches us that there's malchus. Bikores normally means an investigation of some sort. So yachol shnei and lokin, I might think they both get malchus. Tamalomer tihiyeh. He teaches us she gets malchus, not him. But fundamentally, minayin da din bikores lishon de malchus hu. Where do we see that the word bikores, an investigation, in fact means malchus? Samar bitzchak tehei bakra'i. Kedetanya gadol hadayanim makre. It means there should be a calling out by her. So what does it mean, a calling out? When they give malchus, the gadol adayanim is makra. He calls out. Sheni mona, the third one count. The second one counts. Shlishi amre hakehu, and the third one has to tell the shliach beizdin before each whip him, so that they have one guy calling out the avera, one guy counting how many malchus he gets, and the third one giving the instructions to do the whipping. So that's how we know that bakrai bikores means malchus, because it's tehei bakrai. Rav Ashi Amar bibikur tiyad. No, it means there's an investigation, because malchus itself involves an investigation. Kedetnan ein om dinoso elamaksorin l'shtalish, that we have to investigate exactly what he can handle, and when we figure out what it, because we're not allowed to kill him. So if let's say he would die from getting all 39 malchios, so you have to give him, let's say he could survive 37, we give 36. We don't give 37, we give 36, because you always give malchus horiulus l'shtalish. It has to be a number that's divisible by 3. So one major discussion you have in the Achronim of here is to try to find where you have an ashara for Shivcha Harufa, because we see from Bikaris Tiyah that there's a din of Malchus, but where the ashara comes from is a major discussion. We don't have time to get into that right now. A couple of very interesting comments from Reb Chaim, Soloveitchik. Number one, in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim, in the Sefer on the Rambam, he explains that the reason that you need three people there at the time of the Malchus is Malchus has to be Bifnei Bezdin. It's Gzeres HaKasav, Yipilu HaShofet V'Yikeu Lefanav. Meaning, as opposed to other dinim of Onshim, where in order to get an Onesh, you need a din Bifnei Bezdin, you need a Gmar din Bifnei Bezdin, Malchus, the actual Onesh itself, also needs to be Bifnei Bezdin. And if you're Malkim Shalom Bifnei Bezdin, it's not considered Malkus. The guy is still going to be Chayiv Malkus. It doesn't count. And probably you'd be Chayiv for assaulting him, because that's Stam an assault if you don't do it in front of Bezdin. The other Ha'ara, the Briska Rav, writes, it explains our Gemara based on a suffix that Reb Chaim has in the din of Omed B'Malkus. What's the yisod of the din that we try to investigate to figure what he can handle when it comes to Malchus? Is it a din that Bezdin has to investigate how much he's able to handle, because there's simply a halacha that they're not entitled to kill him, they're entitled to give him Malchus. So since they're not entitled to kill him, it has a din of Pikuach Nefesh, like Kol HaTorah Kula, that even though we have a mitzvah to give him 39 lashes, but and he can only, since he can only handle, let's say, 37, if I give him 37, if I give him 38 or 39, then it's going to, me giving that 38th and 39th is pikuach nefesh. I know there's a mitzvah in the Torah to do it, but it's pikuach nefesh is docha, kol ha-Torah kula, except for avod zar gilarei shvichas damim. So we're not allowed to do it, big stam, pikuach nefesh, that's the din of omdim. Or maybe no. Maybe there's a din in the halacha of Malchus, that the chi of Malchus is only Malchus that he can handle. It's not that really he's chayiv 39, but elamai, we can't do it because it's pikuach nefesh. No, the chi of Malchus is only a Malchus that he can handle. So Reb Chaim points out that we find that if, let's say, they evaluate that he's very weak and that he's not going to be able to be mekabel all the Malchios, and then they realize as they're whipping him that he's much stronger than we thought, and that he's going to be able to handle much more, he's still potter from the Malchus that that with the malchus that he was ready mekabel. We don't have to finish off the job. So you see clearly that the din of omer is halacha in malchus, that it's not halacha pikuach nefesh. If we're halacha pikuach nefesh, we should still go. He's chayiv 39 malchios, and there's no pikuach nefesh. He can handle it. So it's a clear raya that it's a din of the malchus, that it's not a din of pikuach nefesh. Another raya he brings from the omer of malchus haru, from the fact that there's an omer of malchus haruus lishtalish. If the whole din of omer is only to figure out how much that he shouldn't die al yidei the makos because it's pikuach nefesh, so there shouldn't be such a halacha that you need a number that could be divisible by three. It should be a halacha in the ikar chefta shalmakos. So it must be that it's a halacha in the ikar chefta shalmakos that you're only chayiv kafiya omer, and one of the dinim of omer is that it should be malchus haruus lishtalish. So based on that, the Brisker Rav says we understand our gemara here very well. The gemara brings this din of omer shalmakos from the fact that ein omer nosael b'malchus haruus lishtalish. The fact that you need malchus haruus lishtalish is a halacha in malchus. Why doesn't the gemara bring just the halacha of omer? Why does it have to mention malchus haruus lishtalish? Why are these two things always connected to each other? So he says Brisker Rav, based on what Reb Chaim says, makes a lot of sense. The din of omer is not a raya that there's a halacha of omer from parshas malchus. If we just had the din of omer alone, that's not a raya to anything, because the din of omer just tells me that there's a din of pikuach nefesh. Of course, there's a din of pikuach nefesh. Like there's by kalat arukula. It's only since the omer is b'malchus haruus lishtalish that we see that the din of omer is a special din of malchus, that it's not a din that applies to kalat Tara kula. Okay, says the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan, we're in the fourth wide line in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanu Rabbanan. Bizman shehi shaloka, hish may be carbon. Only in situations where the woman would get malchus, the man brings a carbon. Eini shaloka, eina ish may be carbon. If it's a situation where the woman would not get malchus, the man would not bring a carbon. Meaning, let's say she was bishogeg, so she doesn't get malchus bishogeg. That Rambam notwithstanding, the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Shabbos notwithstanding, she doesn't get malchus, she does bishogeg. So mele, the man wouldn't bring a carbon if she was shogeg. So the man would not bring carbon in that case. Minalan, how do I know? Amar Rava, d'chziv, v'ishki yishkaves isha shechfazera, v'hi shivcha nechrafes lish, v'hifta lo niftasa, ochuv shalo nitan la. So michli, ad hacha b'ishka mishtai kras. So that entire part of the pasuk was all about the man. The man sleeps with this woman, etc. So it's all about what the man did. So it's written from his perspective. So nechtov, let the pasuk then say, v'hevi es hasham al Hashem, continue about the man, say what he has to do, he has to bring his karban, and then talk about the woman's chi of malchus. Bikaris tia is how we learned the woman's chi of malchus. So finish up the discussion of the man, his onesh, then switch to the perspective of the woman and what happens to her. Michael's Rachmana Beresha Bikaris tia, Ulbasovkas Vivias Hashem Hashem. Why does he talk about the man, then tell us the woman's chi of malchus, and then go back to tell about the man's chi of Hashem? Why does he do that? That's out of order. So Hachi Kamer, so it must be that it's telling me as follows. Im bikaris tia hi vehevias Hashem al Hashem. If she's going to be bikaris tia, if she's going to get malchus, then he brings a karban. Vim lo tia bikaris lo yavihu as Hashem. And if there's not bikaris from her perspective, meaning if she does not get a chiv malchus, memela he's not going to be chayiv a karban. He's not going to bring the karban Hashem. So says the Gemara. Ema hu miyate kra, avil hi tilki v'tesi karban. Maybe we should say that who is a mir in the pasuk, meaning that he's not going to. Meaning, so far, what did we say? We said that the man is chayiv a karban, the woman's chayiv balkus. The man is not chayiv the woman's onesh, the woman's not chayiv the man's onesh. So the man's not chayiv the malkus, the woman's not chayiv the karban. But all we've proved is that the man's not chayiv the malkus. We haven't proven that the woman's not chayiv the karban. We said from Bikoris Tiyah, that it should be her and not him. Tia hi loka v'hu ein loka. But we didn't prove at all from the pasuk that she doesn't have to bring the karban. So ask the Gemara, why not? Maybe hu miyatekra avil hi tilki v'tesi karban. He doesn't have to bring. He doesn't have to get malchus, but maybe she gets both. Maybe she gets malchus and the karban. So says Gemara v'hevi es hashamo la Hashem ksiv. His Asham Lashem. Ashamo, we darshan, it's not Ashama. She's not Chayiv a Karban Asham. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, the Olam Einu Chayev Ella Al Shivcha Be'ula Bilvad. One is only Chayev on a Shivcha if she's a Be'ula, if she's had beer before. Shnemar V'yishivcha Nechrefes L'ish. Umay Mashma Dahay Nechrefes, listen to Shnu Yehu. How do you know Nechrefes means that she's experienced, that she's had beer before? Who told you that's where the word Nechrefes means? Tichsiv Atishtach Alav Charifos. Charifos is crushed grain, meaning already been trampled upon. So that's how we understand that an Isha that's Nechrefes is a woman who's already been, so to speak, trampled upon. So again, Harifus is a reference. Harifus, the heinachas interchangeable, is a reference to crushed, to so crushed grain. Again, that which has already been trampled upon. Now we see from here that in the Zman Bayesheni, in times of Ezra, they were all bol shivcha harifus, because why else where they all bring karbanos asham? We just said by all other arayis you bring karban chatas. The fact that they're all bringing karban asham tells us that they were all boel shivchas charufa. So there's a very important comment that Tosos has over here, where Tosos has relating to here, I should say, not really over here, but Tosos in Maseches Gittin and Daflam Vavam Aleph and in Maseches Erech and Daflam Aleph brings a raya from our Gemara, brings a raya from our Gemara, that in the days of the Bayesheni, they must have still been Noheg Yovel. How do you see that from our Gemara? Because Rav Chisda says that the men in the days of Ezra were chayiv to bring an asham because they were boel shivchas charufos. Now shivcha charufa is someone who's a chati shivcha, chati baschorin, who's mu'ureses to an eved ivri. When there's no din of Yovel, there's also no din of eved ivri. That's a beferish Gemara in Erech and Daf Chav Tesa Mer Aleph. So there's only a din of eved ivri when there's a din of Yovel. Ezra was during the days of the Bayesheni. The very concept of Shivcha Charufa assumes there's a concept of Eved Ivri. So, you know, do the math. So Eved Ivri must have been, so Yovel must have been Noheg during the days of the Bayesheni, during the days of Ezra. And Tosfos says, and it's not Mestaver to say, to reject this Raya by saying, no, they were bringing Karbonos Bimei Ezra because they were Bol Shivcha Charufas during the days of the Bayes Rishon. Because we don't find in the days of the Bayes Rishon that they were Chashu Dafka and Shivcha Charufa, that it would be a big deal that everyone's bringing their Shivcha Charufa Karbonos. Okay, Mela, a person was Nichshal here and there. You don't find that this was a major issue in the days of the Bayes Rishon, like we find that Avodah Zarah was a major issue in the days of the Bayes Rishon. We don't find such a thing. So it's very unlikely that was based on averus that they had done at an earlier stage. The Ramban writes to reject Rabbeinu Tam that it could be that Rav Chisda holds like the other shita we're going to quote later in the Gemara, that shivcha rufa is a chatzi shivcha chatzi beschorin, that's miuchedas not to an eved ivri but to an eved kanani. An eved kanani was definitely noheg after it was definitely noheg even when there's no yovel, and therefore was definitely noheg during the times of the Bayesheni. So that would completely reject the raya if in fact Rav Chisda held that a shivcha rufa summons miuchedas to an eved kanani. The Achronim also have a variety of sfeikos over here in regards to the halacha that she has to be a ba'ula. Generally speaking, there are two dinim in ba'ula. There's a din of ba'ula, physical ba'ula, that she doesn't have her basulim anymore, and there's a din of ba'ula that she's had experience, that she's an experienced person in the act of bia. My nafkamina, what about bia shalo kedarka? Let's say she's had bia shalo kedarka before. Is that going to be considered ba'ula legabe this chiyuv? But so it could be that since over here the din nechrefes is bulish lokadarka, nechrefes just means, sounds like just means experience. So it could be that would be a din even by bia shalokadarka. Although, no, we darshan nechrefes means, if you look at how Rashi understands nechrefes, is that harifus dovershin ishtane al yedei ketisha, something that was physically changed by being trampled upon. So if it was a bia shalokadarka and she wasn't physically changed, maybe that doesn't fit the definition of nechrefes that we're using here in the Gemara. So maybe Bia Shaloka Darka would not suffice to fit the category of a Bu'ula that we need for this halacha. Also, discussion in the Achronim that that the Aruch Lenar also raises the issue. What if she's a Ba'ula, but from him? He's the one that was Ba'ul her. So is that enough? Is that considered that she's Nishtana, that she's had it more than once? Okay, so let's see the Gemara Vayter now at the two dots. Ezo Yishivcha. So we said, what is the Shivcha Rufa? So Tan Rabban, Vehefta Yachal Kula. Pasuk of Vehefta sounds like she had redemption. She's no longer a Shivcha. Tamalomar lo niftasa, but it also says lo niftasa. So yachol lo niftasa tamalom vifta. Haketzad. So this is what we call shnechusuv machishim zezeh. These are two pesukim that directly contradict each other. One says vifta, the other says lo niftasa. Right? That's shnechusuv machishim zezeh. Normally shnechusuv machishim zezeh. We wait for a kasva shlishi hamachriya bedehem. Here's another gemara. We have several throughout Shas where we have examples of shnechusuv machishim zezeh where there is no kasva shlishi hamachriya. That's why I mentioned last week Rav Yosef Engel lines up the 13 midos shatar and dreshes behen with the 13 midos rachamim. So v'nakei lo yinakez, the 13th of the midos rachamim. And what's the last of the midos shatar and dreshes behen? Shnei ksumim amachishim zezat sheva kas vashlishi v'yachri b'neim v'nakei lo yinakez. That's Shnei Ksuvim Mechishim Zezeh. Ad Sheva Kasva Shlishi, there's a concept called Tshuva, so that's what the Gemara says. V'nakeh is with Tshuva. Lo Yinakeh without Tshuva. That's the Kasva Shlishi, that's Mechriya B'nei. But over here we don't have a Kasva Shlishi. Haketzad, Peduya Ve'ina Peduya. Chatzi Shiv, Chatzi Baschon. So it must mean both, that they're both true. It's a little bit of each. She's both Niftes and not Niftes. Umuresas Levadivri. And she's Mures Levadivri, Div Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Shmuel Lomer, B'Shivcha Kananis HaKasim Medaber, Umuresas Levadivri. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, you're right about the Mures Levadivri part, but it's Tam HaShivcha Kananis. Imke Matam Lomer Viftei Lo Niftasa. So then why does it say Vifta Lo Niftasa? It should just say Lo Niftasa if she's a Shivcha Kananis. Dibra Torah Kalashim Adam. There's no Kasav HaShlishim Yachri B'Neim, so it's much easier to say that it's not Sheikh Suvma Machishim Zezah in the first place. It's just speaking Blasha Bnei Adam. It's saying, Vifta, you think she was redeemed? Nah, lo niftasa. She's not redeemed, the way people talk. All the arayos are mafurish. So what's left over? Meaning, what could be special about her that makes her not a complete baschorin? Because all other arayos are regular benoschorin. So it must be she's chetz yeshiv chetz baschorin umaresas levadivri, and she's maresas to an evadivri. We will get to the issue that we already had that shita. That's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. So it turns out Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva are saying the same thing. Acherim omrim lo yimasu kilo chufasha b'shiv chakananas akas. That we're talking about, it says kilo chufasa, that's the kasva shlishi mechriya b'neihem. You have a third pasuk that says that she's not freed, so that must be that it's a raya that we talk about a shivcha kananis, straight up shivcha kananis, not half and half, and she's mureses levet kanani. So that's a little different. Not like Rabbi Shmuel who said that she's a shivcha kananis, but mures levet ivri. Over here we have a fourth sheet that she's mureses levet kanani. She's a full shivcha kananis, but mureses levet kanani. But you see how they deal with this shneksum machishim zezeh. Three approaches. What if you don't have a kasva shlishi? So one finds a kasva shlishi. That's the achirim. They find the kasva shlishi machrei b'neim. Others say no, must not be shneksum machishim zezeh because they don't know there is no kasva shlishi. So must just be tibur tar b'lash b'nei adam. Or the first shita is no. What are you going to do? Must be that it's telling you a little bit of both. Good. Just like the Gemara says that Shavuos is supposed to be the pasuk says Lashem and it's supposed to be Lachem. So the Gemara is Machlokas. What do you do? It's shneksum machishim zezeh and there is no kasav shlishi. So one of the shita says both. You do chati Lashem, chati Lachem. So the Rabbi Shmuel Bishlam vehifto lenuftasa ketiktani debritar b'lashem nei adam el diktani muras levadivri minalan. And instead Rabbi Shmuel says that she's that debritar b'lashem nei adam. Therefore she's a shuvcha kananis. Where does he get the idea that she's muras levadivri? Tichsiv kilo chufa. Sounds like she's not freed, sounds like he is free, meaning he is not an Eved Kanani. It must be that he is an Eved Ivri. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hayna Rabbi Akiva. So it says where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva were the same exact Shita. They both said, Chatzi Shiv, Chatzi Baschorin, Mures Levad Ivri. What are they saying different from each other? So the Rabbi Shmuel Kamar. So they're saying to Rabbi Shmuel, Lidi, Di Balma Kavasech, Svile, Di Dibra Tarak Lashem Re'adam. I, in general, would hold like you, that Dibra Tarak Lashem Re'adam. Vach, Shaini, and over here, here it's different though, because michti ksiv le'krala kilo chufasha v'hivta l'niftasa l'amali. It already says she's not freed. Why does it have to then say v'hivta l'niftasa? It can't just be dibur Torah klal shemini. It must be teaching me something new that I already don't know from kilo chufasha. So shemini l'alach yasa l'chetzi shiv v'chetzi bas chorin. So it must be that even though normally I agree dibur Torah klal shemini adam, not over here. Over here it's an extra pasuk. Tell me otherwise. L'acherim bishlam v'hivta l'niftasa ksav dibur Torah klal shemini adam el david kanani hu minalan. I understand Rabbi Shmuel. I understand Achirim are going to understand that it's that Dibur Torah Kol Hashem Adam and that she's a real, full-fledged Shivcha Kananis. But how do we know that it's that she was Mureses to an Evet Kanani? That was unique to Achirim's Shita. First three Shitas held, she was Mureses to an Evet Ivri. Finally, the fourth Shita, the Achirim say, Mureses to Evet Kanani. Where does that come from? Samakra, Kilo Chufasha. So it says Kilo Chufasha. So we don't need that. It already says Viftol and Fsas and Dibritar Kalash Mene Adam. So what do we do with the extra Pasuk? If it's not talking about her, so it must be that it's talking about him, that he's Lo Chufasha, and therefore he is an Eved Kanani as opposed to an Eved Ivri. Fine, new Mishnah. Kol Arayos. All Arayos in the Torah. Echad Gadol ve'echad Katan. Katan Pater. The Katan in the Arayos relationship is going to be Pater. The Gadol is going to be Chayiv as long as the person who he's having Bia with is at least old enough to be a Bar Bia, for the Bia to count as a Bia. So that's a din by all other Arayos. Echad Er ve'echad Yashan, Yashin Pater. Whether one person is awake, one person is sleeping, the sleeping person is Pater, he's an honest, had no knowledge of their participation. Echad Shogig ve'echad Mezid, Shogig b'chatas u'mezid b'ikaris. And one, if one party is b'shogig, one is b'mezid, so the Shogeg gets brings a karmel chatos, the mezid gets kares, and Rashi fills in the rest of the Mishnah. Ubeshivcha nihidim, who mezid v'hi shogeg as to pturin by shivcha. Granted, if he's mezid and she's shogeg, they're potter. Why they potter holvein aloka? Because we already said earlier in the daf that if she's shogeg, she doesn't get her malchus, and the rule is whenever she doesn't get malchus, he doesn't get a karmel. Because every lel because tia v'heviyas hashamo v'ilo pturin miu im hu shogeg v'hi mezida he be malchus. But what you do have by Shivcha is that let's say he's Shogeg and she's Mezid, so she's going to get Malkus, he'll bring Karbonashim. Because I mean by Birka, the Shogeg Mezid, Shavin Baal Shivcha. In that sense, from his perspective, whether he's Shogeg or Mezid, it's going to be the same din by the Shivcha Charufa. So it's not going to make a difference whether he's Shogeg or Mezid. That makes it different than all other Arayos. So this Mishnah is highlighting to us things that make Shivcha Charufa different from other Arayos. More items on the list that distinguish them from each other. So says the Gemara, v'hacha chayiv katan. What? So that really distinguishes the first item on the list is that by other arayos the katan is going to be pater. Over here, really by shivcha charufa, even a katan would be chayiv. Is that even shayich that a katan is going to be a baronchin? So I'm Rabbi Yehuda hachi katani. Kol arayos hacha gadol hacha katan pater v'gadol chayiv v'hacha gadol nami pater. No, we're not trying to say that over here the katan's even going to be chayiv. Over here, we're saying that even a gadol is pater. That if one of them is a katan, even the gadol who participated is pater. My time. Because we have this hekesh between the bowl and the nevelas by the shivcha charufa. Just like we said that if the nevelas is not chayiv, the bowl is not going to be chayiv his karban. So too, we link the bowl to the nevelas. So kol arayos echad ner v'echad yashin yashin pater v'kan yashin nami chayiv. So v'kan yashin nami chayiv? Question mark. Meaning by the other distinction we said that all of the arayos, one party is sleeping, one party is awake. The sleeping party is pater. What do you mean to say that by shivcha charufa it's different? That is sleeping person whose bowl of shivcha charufa is going to be chayiv. So I'm Rav Yudam Rav. Hachik tani kolarayos echad neir vechad yashin yashin pater b'neir chayiv v'kanafil neir pater. No, we're going in the opposite direction. We're saying that even the awake party is going to be pater. My time in the mekashin ladadi. Why? Because we compare the two to each other. There is a shver Rambam. There's a very difficult Rambam. The ninth parak of Hilchos Shkagos Halach Gimel. The Rambam writes that ben teisha shan v'yamechad that's bowel of shivcha charufa. She gets malchus and he brings a karban. And the Rambam writes, yeah, but Yerah Li Sheinu Mevi Achi Yagdil Via Ben Das. He's going to bring carbon, but he's going to wait till he becomes a bar mitzvah, till he brings the carbon for sleeping with the shivcha when he was 9 years old. So the Ravid attacks the Rambam. He says, "Beferish Gemara and Krisus, shivcha charufa is different than all other arayos. In that other arayos, a gadol is bala katan, katan's pater, gadol's chayiv. By shivcha charufa, both are pater. It's beferish in our Gemara." And the Ravid adds that even if you say that a chiv of the ish is that only the chiv of the ish is tali and the chiv of the isha. But if the ish is pater, like he's a katan, the woman would still be chayeves. But still, the ikar din of the Rambam is that the katan is chayev a carbon over here. What's the makar that a katan is going to be chayev a carbon by shiv charufa? Why should it be any different than kala torah kula, where a katan has no chiv whatsoever? So the Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam really holds that the chiv on the ish is hukash to the chiv of the isha and not lahepuch, that everything is talui on the isha, and therefore the Rambam holds that if the isha is a gedola and she's chayiv malchus, the isha is chayiv a carbon. Meaning, the Rambam holds, just like we said before, that whenever the woman doesn't get malchus, the man doesn't get his carbon. The flip, the reverse is also true. Whenever a woman does get malchus, the man's going to be chayiv a carbon, even though he's not someone who would normally be chayiv a carbon. It's all totally on the isha. That must be how the Rambam says. Lech Mishnah points out it's based on the Taurus Kohan, and it's not really based on our Gemara. The Rambam very often would paskin against Shas when he had other sources in Chazal that would go against the Gemara for whatever reason. Okay, so invite to the Gemara now. Tanya Tanaka made Rav Sheshes Asu Gomer Kama'ara. We said that the Gemara be is like Ma'ara. Miskavin Kishen Miskavin. Having Kavan is like not having Kavan. Kedarka Kishalok Kedarka. Bia Kedarka is like Bia Shalok Kedarka. And Neor Kiyashin. Being asleep, being awake is like being asleep. So we don't know what he's talking about. We just know that someone's equating all these things. We don't know in what case. Shiv Charufa case, other Arayos. What's all this about? So I'm like, my comment, what are you talking about? Iba Shiv Charufa Katani, if you're talking about Shiv Charufa, how could you say none of these halachas are true if you're talking about a shiv charufa? How could you say that gomer is like ma'ara, is like the tchilas bia? It's not true. By shiv charufa, if you have gomer bia, you're chayiv. If you have tchilas bia, you're not chayiv. That was one of the distinctions we mentioned in the last Mishnah between shiv charufa and other arayos. The sum is kavin k'sheinu miskavin im chavna mechayiv. It's not true that miskavin is the same as einu miskavin by shiv charufa. If you have kavan, you're chayiv. If it's not with kavana, you're not chayiv. Ukedarka kishlo kedarka nami kedarka b'shiv charuf mechayiv v'shlo kedarka lo mechayiv. We know that a shlo kedarka is not chayiv on a shiv charufa. So my time is shiv v'zerksiv, my neir kiyashad. So why? And what's the reason that shlo kedarka is not chayiv? Because it says shiv v'zer, that has to be roi lazria. And also my neir kiyashad. What does that mean? That being awake is like being asleep. By shiv charufa, not true. That being awake is the same as being asleep. V'bisharai is katani. And if you want to say that some of the other arayos, asu gomer kama'ara, that you make the gemar bia like having tchilas bia, ibchay b'ayle l'misni. That's the it's phrased wrong. It should say that tchilas bia is the same as having gemar bia. Obviously, we know by other arayos that gemar bia is going to be mechayiv you. It should have said that tchilas bia is the same thing as gemar bia. So I'm like, asamya. So he said, okay, you got to get rid of that whole teaching. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, no, you don't have to get rid of it. We just have to be creative in how we understand it. Hachi katani. This is what it really means to say. Asu gomer shaloka darka b'shivcha charufa. If you have a gemar bia b'shaloka darka by shivcha charufa, delo mechayvi, where you're not chayv because it's shaloka darka, ki ma'ara kedarka d'shivcha zarksiv. Like a ma'ara in a bia kedarka, which you're also not chayv by shivcha charufa, because it says shivcha zar. It's not roi lazria. Miskavin shaloka darka b'shivcha d'pturin. Ke'enu miskavin, and a miskavin with bia shalokadarka by yeshivcha, where you putter because it's shalokadarka, is like enu miskavin by a bia kadarka by yeshivcha rufa, because shivcha zarksiv. Neyor shalokadarka b'shivcha dipturin kiyashin. And if you're awake but having a bia shalokadarka by yeshivcha, you're putter, just like if you're sleeping and having a bia kadarka by yeshivcha, where you'd be putter. My time at the shivcha zarksiv, because it says shivcha zara. Nimsa miskavin v'ma'ara. So it turns out having kavana with only a tchilas bia by a shivcha is like not having kavana by kol arayos. Yashin kedarka ki yashin da arayos. Having sleeping with bia kedarka is like sleeping by other arayos. Nimtza neyor shalok kedarka b'shivcha ki yashin da kol arayos. So it turns out being awake with a bia shalok kedarka by a shivcha is worthless, like sleeping by other arayos is worthless, meaning you're not going to be chayiv for either one of those things. So that's how you have to translate the whole thing to be creative. Hadvin lacharba mechus shekapara. That is the end of the second parak of Masechus Krisus. On to the third parak. If they tell him, you ate chalev, so two edim come and tell you, presumably it's two edim, where we'll discuss, so you have to bring korban chatas. Two guys say, you ate chalev, you bring korban chatas. If one ate says you did eat, and one ate says you didn't eat, maybe Hashem tell you. Or one woman says, neid echad, who's nem b'surin, says you did eat, and isha, who's neid echad, nem b'surin, says you didn't eat, so you bring an Hashem tell you. Potter. If one ate says you ate, but you said you didn't eat, then you're potter. There are many, many yesodos in this Mishnah. There's dinim of eidach and then bisurim. We're going to have dinim of migo b'makom eidim. A lot of fundamental halachas in this Mishnah. Shnayim ramachal v'umam lo achalti. If two people say you ate, and the guy himself says, I didn't eat, so Rameir m'chayiv, Rameir says, you'll be chayiv. I'm Rameir. Rameir argues very cogently. If two people come and say, Reuven, you killed Shimon, and he says, no, I didn't, we still kill Reuven, because they're two Eidim. So two people say he's chayv v'kamer chatas, so he's chayv v'kamer chatas. How could he argue it? How could he deny it? No, he has a migo over here. He could say, you're right, I did eat, but I did it b'mezid. Now I don't have to bring a korban. So then he would be potter, he'd be off the hook. So since if he were to tie to that, he'd be off the hook. So mela, he's off the hook even if he denies the testimony of the Eidim. That's called a migo makam Eidim. If he eats chalev multiple times in one period of forgetfulness, he forgot that he didn't realize that it was chalev, and he ate the whole bowl of it multiple times, multiple kazesim, he's only chayev once. He's had a smorgasbord of five different foods, and he thinks they're all kosher, glad kosher catering. He doesn't realize that the hall that he's at has some kosher affair, some of the halls. They run a kosher affair and non kosher affair at the same time. So he walked into the wrong wedding. He didn't realize that everyone was wearing strapless or whatever, and it was at the trefa wedding. So he started eating from the shmorg. He ate chalev, he ate pigle, he ate nosar. They don't have pigle most of the, and nosar most of the time in non-kosher weddings. But whatever it is, dam, chalev, all the different yisurim. So he's chayv al kalachas v'achas, even though it was just, he didn't realize, in between. Zechom minim har b'minecha. That's one of the chumras that you have of doing multiple averos over doing one aver many times. V'chom b'minecha minim harbe, there's chumra of having one min over multiple minim in that, shemachal chatzi zayis v'chazval chatzi zayis, echad, if you eat a chatzis zayis chaylev and still didn't realize you eat another chatzis zayis chaylev, you're going to be chayev a carbon. Eat a chatzis zayis chaylev and a chatzis zayis dam, you're not chayev anything because you didn't have a full shir achila of either one. So says Mark Katani, the Mishnah starts with, they say you ate chaylev, you bring carbon chatas. So Amr Kama Havyan, how many is they? So Trin, Mistam, it's two. Vuhuma Amr Lahun, what's the case? What did he say back to them? Ilim at the Shasik, Vlokamachish Lahu, if he's just quiet and he didn't contradict anything that they said, Ella, if that's the case, al shtika de trinhu de mevi chatas. Sounds like it's only because there were two people saying that he's chayiv and he was quiet. That's why he brings carbon chatas. Al shtika de chad lo. But it sounds like if it was only one person that said he ate chaylev and he was quiet, then he would not have to bring carbon chatas. Ema mitziyasa. But then it says vaitu in the Mishnah, eid omarachal vu omalochalti potter, that if an aid says you ate and he denies it, he's going to be potter. Sounds like time of the gemachash le aval shasik b'chayiv, that if he didn't deny it, he just would have sat there quietly, he'd be chayiv. The kol shkein trei. So then, and obviously, therefore, if two people said that he ate and he would be quiet, he'd be chayiv. So it's a stira really between the reisha and the mitzias. Of the mashmos of the reisha is that if one person says you ate and he's quiet, he's going to be potter. Mashmos of the mitzias, the exact case of the mitzias, or mashmos really, if one person says you ate and he's quiet, he's going to be chayiv. El de kamachishlu must be that in the Resha he's denying it. He's contradicting the two Edim who are saying that he ate. So mani Rameir, damra hachasha debetrei lav hachashi. So must be the Resha must be something like Rameir, that if two people say you did, you can't say you didn't. You're going to be chayiv even if you say you didn't. Av the Rabbanon pater, but it sounds like the Rabbanon would hold your pater. Umay kamash melon. So then what's the chiddush of that first line in the Mishnah? Misefa shamina. We already have the machlokas Rameir and the Rabbanon later in the Mishnah that two people say you did something, you say you didn't. Rameir says, well, you're not believed against two Edom, and the Chum say, yes, you are, because you could have said Mezri Yisi. So what's the difference between that and the first line? So that's exactly what it's telling me. It's telling me that the halacha in the first line of the Mishnah is in fact a machlokas between Rameir and the Rabbanon, and it's talking about a case where the guy denied what the Edom are saying. That's one understanding of the Mishnah. Yikadami, another understanding of the Mishnah, Amrlo Nami, Chad Karilei. Amrlo doesn't necessarily mean that it was multiple people. One person said to him, you ate That we have a Mishnah that talks about a woman whose husband goes out of town, and Amrula, that her husband died, and she gets remarried, and then the husband comes home, so she has to get divorced from both husbands. When we say the Amru is referring to, one aid said that her husband died, because one aid is believed to say that her husband died. How do I know that it's one aid? Because it says if she gets married, then she can go back to my shalobershus beizdin ella beedin mechal the resha bershus beizdin ubeedechad. Sounds like the resha case was talking about with bershus beizdin and eedechad. Al magabe eedechad katani amru vachanami d'ktamar amru lo mashma filu eedechad. All that was just to prove that when it says amru in the first word of our Mishnah, it might mean that only one aid told you that you ate the chalev. V'hum I kamar. So what was your response? Ilem d'kam machash lemi maisi. If you contradicted it, why would you have to bring carbon? Vachatani mitziyase eedechad amarachal v'hum alo achalti. Potter, it says beferish in the mitziyasa, one eight tells you eight, you say you didn't, you're potter. Ella de shasik, so the ratio must be talking about a case where you're quiet. Well, mitziyasa sham, you know, we already know that from the later part of the Mishnah. Time the chamach shle have a shasik mishta chayiv, that it's only when you deny it that you're going to be potter, but if you're quiet, you're chayiv. So the elam de lo machashle, must be that you're not contradicting him. Vachik tani, omlo chal techelev mevi chatas, that if they tell you, if an aid tells you you ate chelev, you bring carbon chatas, but medvar mamurim de shasik, avon machash. That's only if you're quiet. But if you're makhish and you deny it, then in fact you're going to be pater. Okay, Beis Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow from there. Sure.